This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am really excited to be bringing you this episode. It's funny because when I first started writing about it, as in taking my notes in preparation for us having this little chat today, I thought that we were going to be talking about vulnerability, the power of vulnerability, and how to create an internal environment that will allow you to act from a place of vulnerability on a consistent basis over time. I personally believe that being willing to be vulnerable is one of the most important keys to creating connection between you and whoever it is you desire to share your message with, share your heart with, share your life with, share your anything with. I think that when somebody can really feel you, it's attractive. It's magnetic. And I think that the reason that it is so magnetic is because when somebody feels your authentic self, what it does is give them a permission slip to be more authentic. And I think that it's Brené Brown that talks about this kind of the exchange bank. And so what happens is somebody has to first be brave and put their heart on the line in whatever context they're talking about. And then if that's received well, and the other person will reciprocate. And if it's a one-to-many conversation, then many people will reciprocate. Anyway, as I am planning out this podcast, and I'm thinking about it in relation to the time that I spent recording the audiobook for the Infinite Receiving book, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life. Yay! It is coming out on the 6th of February. If you haven't pre-ordered it yet, what are you doing? Go to Amazon. I've got a really lovely gift that I will be delivering to everybody after Christmas. It will be, I think it'll be in the first or second week of January. It is a completely bespoke program called The Art of Receiving. And all you need to do in order to access that is to order the book now and then email us in your proof of purchase so we can add you to the list for that program. You will love it. Anyway, I did the audiobook recording a couple of weeks ago, and the process that I went through in terms of the reading of the book, like the literal practical reading of the book, is what has inspired this episode today, because I just felt so wildly, wildly vulnerable during the 3 days that I was there. And I needed quite a lot. It felt like a lot for me, quite a lot of support during that process from my publishers. Otherwise, I think that I would have just been like, nope, let's bin the book. Like, that's how I felt. And the reason that I felt like that is not because it's not a brilliant book, because actually it's really, really bloody good. And it's my life. It is my work. It is my story. And putting myself out there like this, I've never done that before. And I think that even if I had done it before, I think that it is still going to, you know, for people that are creating books a year, perhaps they have more resilience. Perhaps they are more familiar with that sense of discomfort. Like, what are people going to think? Or what if they don't think anything? What if it's kind of like a meh, whatever? There are so many thoughts. Like, I think this is brilliant, but what if I'm not doing a good enough job? I want to rip it up and I want to start again. It was the full gamut of emotions that I experienced during this time. And I'm pleased to say it settled with pride. And this is your work, Susie Mother Trucking Ashworth. And you've written this book for you. Like, that's really where I landed. And it's funny because I actually say this right throughout the book, but my experience of feeling inadequate and feeling not good enough in the present moment, whilst I'm reading at points, was perfect for the content, because it was like, I know this, I know this. Of course, I know it because I wrote it, and I wrote it for me. And right now I really need this. Who will I be if right now I choose to embody all of the words that I've written on this page for my dear reader, i.e. me? And where I got to was, if I can do that, if I can use this book as my Bible, if I can use this book day after day after day as a reminder of not only what is possible, but what is going to be required from me on a daily basis to live my life in the context of infinite receiving across every single area, I will change thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. If I follow what I've written in this book, there is no doubt in my mind. And what's super interesting is that that comes from a place of it not being anything to do with how many books are sold. It comes from a place of really understanding the level of transformation that gets to keep on cycling through me as I deepen and deepen the practice of these philosophies, which incidentally is the foundation of the Infinite Receiving Coaching Certification. It's like, the more I own this and the more I transmute the old outdated stories that keep me plateauing, that keep me in doubt, that keep me forgetting that I am whole, complete and enough anyway, the more I'm able to do that, the more potent my energy field becomes, the more attractive I become, the more creative I am, the more innovative and the more innovation I create space for in my being, professionally, personally, intimately. Like, all of those places get to be affected when I use this book as my Bible. It's not even becoming a bestseller. It's not even selling this number of copies beforehand. It's really understanding that I, Susie Mother Trucking Ashworth, am the magic. And ultimately, should you, and of course you should, read the book, it's about understanding that not me, Susie Ashworth, is the magic, but you are the magic for you. You get to see my magic. You get to feel my magic. You get to appreciate my magic. You get to acknowledge my magic and understand that it is no more powerful or potent than yours. And then it's from this place of self-recognition first, and then acknowledgement and deep appreciation of the people that we have in our lives as we're able to see their greatness, their light, their power, their potency, their magic, in ways that perhaps we haven't been able to access before because we've been so deeply entrenched in our own lack of self-worth, our own lack of deserving, our own lack of being able to remember that we are whole, complete and enough, that we are in this place to co-create magic, not only with the universe, but with each other. That is so exciting to me. That is so incredible. And to get to that point of recognition and acknowledgement, the reality is that I've had to be deeply vulnerable. And that started way before I got in the studio. That started when I really had my first meeting with Hay House and said that this is the idea. What do you think? And then every single chapter has been deeply vulnerable and going back and re-editing and saying this is not good enough and where can we elevate? And okay, this doesn't make sense. And what the heck was I thinking? What was I trying to say here? Like that whole process of it not just being like, oh, I've had an idea and I'm going to write it down. And then in 10 hours, I just channeled everything and it was perfect. I wish. And so that process of going through it, going through it, going through it again, which, by the way, for somebody with my makeup is the thing that I hate doing most. I am not a details person at all. The big vision, that is what suits me. And writing a book is a very detailed process, especially when you get into the editing place. So everything about this whole process has been deeply, deeply vulnerable. And then everything that has to continue happening in the marketing of this book and the sharing of the book with you guys, once again, is going to need to be, continue to be deeply vulnerable in order to ensure that the book gets into as many hands as is aligned and is, of course, possible. Because in order to do that, I'm going to need to go all in and take massive aligned action without having any idea of what the result is going to be, knowing that the external result and success of the book, people are going to be looking. People are going to be looking at numbers. There's a very clear measurement of, are we going to republish this book? Are we going to do a second print run? Are people interested? What are the reviews like? Are people, you know, are people giving her stars? Do people get this? Are people sharing it with their friends? Have people bought it for a friend? Like all of that information is going to be measured. And there is a very objective, this is successful and this is not successful. Now, I cannot allow those measures of success to be my drivers because it goes against absolutely everything that I have written in the book. And I also understand that knowing where it is that you desire to go, having goals, having an aim is absolutely imperative when it comes to deciding what your next step is. Because the person who wants to sell 4,000 books in pre-sale has got a totally different system when versus the person who wants to sell 100 books. It's a completely different system. So you have to have a goal, but you have to be unattached at the same time as being willing to go all in and take massive aligned action. So do you hear like the level of contradiction in everything that I've just said, because it is there. And I think that this is life. And the people who are real masters at living life understand the contradiction, understand the dance, understand that there is a very fine line between clarity and attachment. This is what I'm going for, and this is what I need. And this is what I am contemplating and I suppose strategizing for right now. In the writing the notes for this podcast, everything comes into sharper focus when I think about this next phase. And the invitation for me is going to be, as I said, to go all in, which requires me being deeply vulnerable and kind of coming back to what I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, in order to be deeply vulnerable, you have to simultaneously be wildly courageous, irrespective of the guarantee of any particular result. So the question then becomes, how do you do this though, Suze? And the first part to that answer is strengthen your core exercises. I want you to think about this as a ab workout. And what I mean by that is in order for this to fly, then you have to keep coming back to your center. I have to keep coming back to my center. So the questions that enable me to do that and not get lost in the periphery, not get lost in distraction is, what am I doing this for? Like, why do I choose massive aligned action? Why am I choosing that? Why is this important to the one person? And I think that that distinction also is really important, because the moment that you say I'm doing it for everyone, it becomes very hard to quantify because everybody has slightly different needs. Whereas when we bring it back to, I am doing this for the first one, why is that important to me? Arguably, certainly so in my case, I am the first one. I am that one person. Why is this important to me? Well, I said everything at the beginning. This, should I choose to embody everything that I have written and go deeper and deeper and deeper with the teachings? It will change thousands, tens of thousands, if not millions of lives, because I will amplify my magic and my potency. My level of attraction increases as I do this work. That's why this is important, because I understand that the more I do this work, the more my business gets to touch other people and teach them also how to do this work. So when I keep coming back to why is this important for the one person, and then choose to behave in alignment with that remembering and that knowing, it is impossible. It's impossible for me, at least with this particular mission, to fail, which actually removes an element of vulnerability, because it's like you can't, whilst you're not in control of what the end result looks like, you can't fail. You know, it could be that your launch is absolutely like not exciting, and then somebody picks this up because you have been doing the work, and that somebody has an audience, has a platform, is connected to Oprah, and all of a sudden this book that you wrote 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, and it was a bit like wah, 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 is a best-selling hit. Like, that can happen, and it's way more likely to happen when I follow the principles of this book. And so why am I doing it? Is it to get the bestseller? No. Why am I doing it? Because this gets to change me fundamentally at my core, which then changes other people. I can't fail if I keep coming back to remembering why this is important and then choosing to behave from that place. And when I say take massive aligned action, what that also means is that you've got to be willing to take risks. And that's the question I'm asking myself. What is risky? What does feel like a risk with this next chapter? That's the thing that I should be doing. Now, in order to take risks, ideally on a daily basis, you've got to nourish yourself. You have to look after yourself. You have to love on yourself. So what that looks like for me is, how am I eating? What am I drinking? How many cold water swims am I going for? How many ice baths am I doing? Am I fasting? How's my sleep? All of those things that nourish my physical body and my energy bodies, like, am I meditating? Am I journaling? Am I doing the rewire? All of these things matter when you, day after day after day, are taking massive aligned action, which involves taking risks. That's vulnerable. So I'm talking about this in relation to the book, obviously, but the reality is I've also been going through the same process with my dating. If you haven't caught my dating update yet, I was laughing about it with one of my friends, in the fact that it's probably the most overshared, like, the information in there is like oversharing at a monumental level. It's vulnerable, and it's okay, because I'm whole enough and complete anyway. And what I'm doing in that vulnerability is really letting my heart know that it is safe for me to be fully expressed, even if it isn't safe. It's like, it's irrelevant that it is way too much information. It's just, it was what was in alignment then. But my point is that I have been taking massively aligned action when it comes to my dates and meeting people and creating time and doing all of those things that are aligned with knowing that I am a match every day, getting closer and closer to becoming a match for the next great love of my life. And even saying that is vulnerable, you know, And by saying that, what I am letting my subconscious know, what I am letting my physical body know, is that it is completely safe for me to own that desire. Without the ownership of that desire, very, very challenging to get anywhere close to what it is that I want. Without acting in alignment with that desire, which means putting yourself out there, it means getting rejected, it means having conversations that make you feel uncomfortable, it means telling people what it is that you actually want. All of those things require courage and vulnerability. And how I do that is really remembering, when push comes to shove, at the end of the day, I know that I am going to be okay. Because when I'm living a life that is so nourished, when I am consistently in that space of knowing that I am whole, complete, and enough, when I'm taking that aligned action, when I'm being courageous, when I'm taking risks, at the same time as knowing that I am acting from a place of wholeness, that nothing that anything externally can give me can add value to who I am, which is me in all my fullness. When I understand that nothing can add value to that, and actually nothing can take it away unless I give my power away to it, and it is success or failure. When I can keep coming back to that knowing and remembering, I know that I'm always going to be okay. That's the ab workout. That's the keep coming back to the core. And so as I remember that I get to be okay, all of the old patterns, all of the old stories, all of the old experiences that say, no, you're not. This is going to be a nightmare. Distract, do whatever. All of those things get to be reframed or transmuted, depending on how deep and how stubborn and how present they are, using my own technologies. And all of it fits together. It's exciting. And it's really my commitment as I continue to deepen my mastery and my practice in these tools, in these technologies, is to really show you how much my life gets to elevate and improve, how much more magnetic I get to become because of this work. And I genuinely hope that my own personal stories, alongside my clients, obviously, inspire you to, at the very least, get the book. At the very least. And then for those of you who feel deeply touched by the book, it's like, yes, get the program. Yes, become a coach in this stuff, because it gets to change your life. Okay, my love. If you have enjoyed this episode, I would love for you to share with me what your number one takeaway has been. And please, for the love of all good things, share this with a friend who perhaps doesn't listen to me yet. I would really, really deeply love and appreciate you. And final request, if you haven't done so already, pre-order the book. You can get it at Amazon. Okay, I love you. You're amazing. And please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.